Tia Carrere is in Chicago currently.
Schwing. I'll do that for you.
We're going to be talking to her coming up on the program. That is at least scheduled to appear on the program today.
Yeah, it's always good to say that.
She was on with us on When to See Live yesterday, and she actually did Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, she sang it.
With 16 Candles, the great 80s and 90s cover band here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of Wayne's World for 6 months in the Aurora area.
Who knew that we had to? But we do.
6 months of celebrations, including an air guitar contest, or several of them.
Oh, will there be a Schwing contest, too?
I would bet there's going to be some. Schwing, there'll be something like
Schwing.
That.
Yeah.
Party on. Excellent.
Car. Game on.
Yeah, the Schwing thing, though, you got to do it the right way, though.
Please do it the right way.
Where you sort of pelvic thrust from seated position. It's got to be.
That image.
It's not always easy, I'll be honest. It's got its
own. Have you tried it?
Yeah, well, you got to be careful because you could sprain your back if you're not careful.
It
totally works when you go to a bar and go up to a girl and go Schwing with your pelvis. It totally works every time.
Tia, you know what I'm talking about here, which is that I just want to know, when you got the script from Wayne's World, did they explain how the Schwing, was there legit actual film direction in the Schwing scene to explain that they have to be sitting down and then still arch their back up and do you remember that?
How did that come about?
There was no stage direction, but I sort of filled in the blanks. I could imagine and surmise from what I was given.
Yeah.
I'm very intuitive that way.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What are you guys talking about?
It's just been a week to you. It's just been
shenanigans. Shenanigans. That's
sure.
what it is.
Yeah.
We're trying to have a light Friday after.
Yeah.
Come see a movie. It'll be fun. On the big screen.
Bad idea.
So let's talk about a martini,
watch Wayne's World on the big screen. What could be worse?
See, now that's a nice thing, by the way. That's a very important piece of this, is that when you actually go to the Hollywood Boulevard Cinema, you can, like, now most theaters have the alcohol in them, but that's that they've been doing it old school like that forever. Right? You go.
It was a genius idea. Back in the day, they were the first ones. They're trailblazers.
Totally.
And it changes the whole viewing of a movie. The whole, like, the
makes
whole
everything
experience.
Better, really.
Right.
Yeah.
A bad movie is still good somehow.
Yeah. And a good movie is great. And then, depending on the film that you're at, sometimes, and especially if you've, like, you know, you're taking the kids to the movie.
And it's a movie, maybe it's more kid-friendly.
Well, then you don't want to drink if you have the kids. You don't want to drink.
Oh, no, I do. Yeah, I know.
Unless you drink when you first get there, and then you, like, slowly sober up over the movie.
No, you always have to have a designated parent. That's what I have.
It's not you. You bring an extra parent.
I bring an extra parent to, you know, whatever it is.
Someone else's parent?
Sometimes.
Like your parent, maybe.
Yeah, maybe go with grandma. Right?
Not a bad idea.
It's the way I like to do it with the kids' movies, you know. But that's how you do it. All right, so let's now yesterday you were on When to See Live with me, and then of course with the When to See Live people, and we were talking about the fact that Wayne's World, you mentioned this, I thought this is fascinating. When Wayne's World was in production, it was the least expensive film made by that studio that year.
Yeah. And it was a tiny little movie that could.
Right. And it's and Paramount made $200 million from it.
Crazy.
At least. It was more than that, actually. Internationally as well.
Yeah, but $200 million domestic box office, right?
Yeah, it was great.
And they were saying that no one, I mean, I don't know how much you knew about the early stages before you were cast even or heard about it, but they were saying no one understood the concept of the movie or why anyone would want to go watch a movie like this. And then look at what happened.
It's about two guys in their basement you know, just talking to the camera, you know, them and their girlfriends. It's not really a high concept film. Right. So it's all in the execution.
Well, the idea was, and they'd had some hits and misses coming off of Saturday Night Live sketches being made into movies. And so,
wasn't this the first one, though?
No,
this
Blues Brothers technically is the first one.
Ah, Blues Brothers, yes. But that did great.
Oh, huge. I mean, it became Blues Brothers still to this day, you know, are that's considered one of those moments. And Blues Brothers was it wasn't really a sketch so much as it was a decision by Belushi and Aykroyd to basically take on these characters. And then I think they only appeared once or twice on Saturday Night Live before they made it into the movie. But
yeah,
Wayne's World,
it was more of a romp.
Yeah, exactly.
Was a romp of a movie.
Yeah, and so the idea was to take and I guess they believed enough in Mike Myers that he was going to be able to pull this thing off, and Dana Carvey, of course, to be able to build a whole 90 minutes out of, you know, a
that
4-minute sketch.
Right. Which doesn't always work.
No, doesn't.
Hard
but
to
they
do.
Did. But now I just want to ask you this, because now here we are 25 years later. Mm-hmm. And if you wrote this movie today, the idea that these guys have kind of this unabiding, almost stalky kind of relationship with your character.
Yeah.
Right?
There's something creepy about it in today's age. Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest.
Right. Because now it's, you see this, you know, on some NBC show on a Friday night where they fight. In this reality, Tia Carrere would actually be found in a pit in a basement in Aurora.
Oh, my God.
As opposed to, you know.
No. His girlfriend was a stalker. Wayne's ex-girlfriend was a stalker. He was charming and sweet and tried to help me make my dreams come true of getting me a real honest-to-goodness record deal. I think it was more the FCC would come after him. The government would come after him for messing with their satellites and their technology.
True. That is true.
Great point.
That's who would go after him, not the stalking laws. He'd be incarcerated in either way. But
that's a very good point.
That's an excellent point.
That's a very good point.
Did you film anything here in the Aurora, Chicago area at all? Were you here? Or did you?
No, at the very end, I think they sent a camera and two guys to film B-roll around Chicago. But no, none of us were here ever.
So is this your first? Are you
coming? It was a basement. It was very easy to shoot in L.A.
You can, I know. I just thought there were some of those scenes that look like very Chicago or Aurora.
Yeah, well, there's a basement that they built up in Aurora. I just went to visit last night.
Oh, God.
What was that?
Did that have a pit in it?
Yeah, there was like a locked and gated door that I was kind of afraid of, and I stayed away from it. I stayed in the open doorway just in case.
I get that. I'm with you on that. Yeah,
but it was really cool. If you want to take pictures on the set of Wayne's World, it's in Aurora, Illinois, right now.
Yeah, that's right. They've replicated the whole basement, right? That's what they did.
Yeah, they're having a whole 6 months of Wayne's World,
and you can tour the basement. I think there's air guitar, like competitions and things like that.
Yeah. Yesterday was Cassandra Day. I got proclaimed to by the mayor, which is kind of sweet.
Nice.
What do they have? Oh, geez, 4th of July. They're going to have a big head-banging world record contest, all kinds of stuff going on.
It sounds like fun.
It is a fun idea. I mean,
I mean,
the whole thing is fun.
It put Aurora on the map,
right.
So.
And it's
pay it back.
And it's interesting because Northbrook is doing the same thing with Ferris Bueller. Doing that whole kind of Ferris Bueller. We've been trying to get them to paint Save Ferris up on the Northbrook Water Tower, you know, like it was in the movie.
How's that going?
I don't know. You know, people, the thing is that the politicians, they don't understand the cultural significance. Aurora seems to get it about Wayne's World. Aurora seems to understand that there's two things from Aurora that count. Tom Skilling and Wayne's World. Two things. That's it. Beginning, middle, and end.
Why wouldn't they support Ferris Bueller?
They do, but they were like, well, like in Northbrook, that's not really funny. Yes, it is, to put Save Ferris on your. I mean, because people would come to Northbrook from all over the world to take a picture of the Save Ferris Water Tower if it were there, right?
Yes, yeah, they would.
Absolutely. And also, think of all the money coming in from tourism.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be funny, it has to be lucrative for the town.
That's right.
Give me their mayor's number. I'll explain it.
Yeah, I know, Tia. I know. You got it all worked out. This is a businesswoman right here. This is
we should be president, actually. You and I, we could be like a joint presidency.
We could have the same relationship that the president does have with his wife now. We live in two separate towns.
Uh-huh.
And every time I tap you on the shoulder, you go, no, I'm not interested. It would be the same thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Same deal. Hey, all right. So tonight, by the way, let's see. Let me make sure I get
tonight,
this right.
Right now, in about 5 minutes, I'm leaving to head there.
No way.
Yep, 5:30 and 9:30. See what you did there.
Excellent.
That was very good. Yeah. The 5:30 and 9:30 tonight are the showings, right? Or the signings, right?
You're doing. I have no idea.
Well, I have it right here in front of me.
I have popcorn and a martini. So.
Oh God, you're a woman after my own heart. Although I will tell you that's a popcorn and a martini. That's always
that's dangerous.
That's a digestion issue right there. I don't know what happens. All right, so 5:30 and 9:30 at night for signings, and then tomorrow, Saturday, you got 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. And then
and we've got True Lies showing too. So there's a number of different screenings.
Oh, how cool!
You're
that?
Great.
Yeah,
in that,
you are great in that.
Yeah.
It's all me all the time.
I know, that's a sexy
two
movie.
Great films that are I can't wait to see on the big screen myself.
Yeah, and then because people don't get to, I think that's also cool too because those are some of the last movies made for the big screen. Mm-hmm. You know, everything
the
was
True Lies certainly.
Yeah. Oh God, that scene on the what is that 8 Mile Bridge.
Yeah, the bridge down in Florida.
Yeah, and the Keys.
And the huge explosions and, like, where Arnold swims under the water and there's flames above him.
Yes.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger now, especially now that he's in a war with the President of the United States and about to be deported.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
and
crazy.
You know what? And Arnold's got more experience than that guy there right now.
It's true. He was, right, two-term governor of California. Kind of knew,
just
yeah,
saying.
Knew a thing.
Just saying.
Except he's not born here.
And then, right, so that kind of ruins him for
there's
president.
That. Yeah, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. And then Sunday, noon to 4.
He's married to a Kennedy. Doesn't that help?
That sort of does.
I thought that was a grandfather in.
Like royalty now.
Yeah, he's an American president by insertion. All right, and Sunday, noon to 4 is the other. You're here all weekend, essentially, is what
I'm
we're learning.
I'm here all weekend, basically.
Okay.
Sorry,
sitting
it's
with
so
family,
cold.
You know, eating popcorn,
Tia, where
signing
do you,
autographs.
Where's home for you now? Are you West Coast? Are you back from where you're from? Hawaii? What do you
Los
do?
Los Angeles. I'm from Hawaii, but I live in L.A.
Oh, how nice. Oh. Yeah.
But my baby sister moved here last year, so I'm happy to see her. I've seen her. She picked me up at the airport. I'm going to see her tomorrow morning for breakfast and... Very, very nice.
Now, are you, so you're like in Aurora, you can go to like
the way you're laughing, I'm afraid to answer.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm,
well, I'm just thinking like,
too.
You can go to Aurora and you can go into any place to have breakfast and they're going to like lose their mind.
They will.
Just, you know, you're like the Jackie Kennedy of Aurora.
Is that happening already, Tia, as you show up? It's like, oh my gosh.
Wow. Well, I had a spicy Hawaiian burger last night that they're going to call the Tia burger.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Because I'm a spicy Hawaiian, I guess.
Yes,
that's the idea.
I think that would be accurate. I think you're right about that.
That's a big deal.
All right.
And
so
a coconut macadamia crust cheesecake as well.
Are you get you know what it's almost
deadly.
Yeah, see they're but they're playing on that they're playing on Hawaiian stereotypes. There's more to Hawaii than just that. There's spam too, right? I mean, you got that.
There's spam. That's right.
Yeah,
spam fried rice.
Oh,
what could be better?
It is great. I do love that. People don't understand that on the mainland. That when you go to Hawaii and they see the native Hawaiians eat and the eating spam.
Spam at McDonald's. There's like a spam rice and eggs breakfast at McDonald's.
Or you could get spam, like sushi, essentially like a gigantic spam sushi roll.
Yeah,
that you can eat, like, and that's like a hot dog in Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's awesome.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's delicious. You're making me hungry.
I know. See what I'm doing there? All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd eat lunch.
Hollywood. Oh, good. And then have the martini and the popcorn. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Hollywood
Boulevard Cinemas in Woodridge.
It's Hollywood Boulevard Cinema. Just Google that because their URL is hard for me to explain. But Google Hollywood.
What is the URL? What is it? I'm curious.
That's the www thing.
Yeah, something.com. What is it?
It's Hollywood BLVD Cinema.com.
hollywoodblvdcinema.com.
Yes, exactly right. There you go.
There you go.
Just right there. All right, go see Tia Carrera this weekend. You know, it's really funny because the midday show here, Wendy Snyder, her kids are coming out just to stare at you because I think they think they're Wayne and Garth.
It's their first time out together as brothers alone without the parents, so watch out.
Yes.
You see
two. Oh, how old are they?
Like teenagers, yeah. So
how cute.
It's very Wayne and Garth.
Wayne and Garth.
Yeah, it's very Wayne and Garth. That's exactly what's happening right there. All right, Tia, have fun.
All right, thank you. Come on by. Party on.
Party on.
Excellent.
All right, swing.
Thanks, Tia.
Violetta.